Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأفوض أمري إلى الله وقال الله تبارك وتعالى عسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 8th discourse on Dil Ki Dunya, the world of the heart. I mentioned previously, if we understand our heart, we understand the functions of our heart, we understand the feelings and the emotions of our hearts, we're able to conquer our heart and how it functions, it'll be very easy for us to travel within our heart and from our heart connect to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Remember, our greatest objective is the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ The pleasure, the ridwan of Allah, it is the greatest thing. If we have the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah, we've got everything. And therefore, when any major work takes place, if it is something very big, then we make preparation according to that. Our greatest focus in this world, before we leave this world, and we meet Almighty Allah, we want to meet Allah with the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. Allah, we want your ridha, we want your pleasure, and Allah, we want jannah. And we should always check on that. When a person is traveling on an uncharted road, he doesn't know the road, he uses the GPI. GPI keeps on telling him, go right, go left, so much time is left for the destination. Everything is well calculated. And let the GPI go off for a little while. You probably will stop on the road, you won't move. But no direction. For us, we must always watch our GPI, the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah. That always calculate, am I doing it for the pleasure of Allah or what am I doing it for? And when we have the ridha of Allah in front of us, then we'll actually enjoy our life. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali states, the fourth step for reformation and for spiritual upliftment is shauq and uns, and how to deal with shauq and uns. Shauq and uns refers to desires and aspirations and how to deal with our desires and aspirations. We as human beings, we are made up of desires and aspirations. We are a combination of only desires and aspirations. And we are not only made up of that, Allah designed it and beautified it for us as well. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ Allah put shahwat in us, desires in us, passion in us, and Allah beautified it too. And then three principal things Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala put into us. In the case of males, woman. Minan nisa. And Allah didn't speak about men for women because the Quran al-Kareem is the kalam of sharam, haya and modesty. But just as men desire women, women also desire men. Wal-baneen, Allah mentions that people love children, awlad. Wal-qanatir al-muqantara, an accumulated wealth, not just amount of wealth, but vast amount of wealth. These are three things Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put it into a human being and a person desires it. And under wealth, Allah enumerates five things. Zahab, fidda, khayl, an'am, wal hars. Gold, silver, marked horses, and in our times, it refers to the different type of vehicles and the different modes of transport. Animals and our farming. And in our time, it refers to our business and investment schemes. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has put the love of all these things inside our heart. We work towards all these things. There's nothing wrong in desiring things. What is permissible, it is permissible to desire. And what is prohibited, it is prohibited to desire. What is mubah, what is permissible in Shariat, we desire it. And what is haram, we cannot desire it. All these things that are enumerated in the Quran al-Kareem, we can desire it. Nothing wrong. In fact, Allah put the deep desire in our hearts. And there are certain things that are haram. You cannot desire it. Zina is haram, you cannot desire it. Stealing is haram, you cannot desire it. Riba and haram transactions are haram, you cannot desire them. Or, when it comes to backbiting or hasad, when you know what somebody else got, you desire that the person don't have it, Zawali tamanni ni'mat al-ghair. When Allah bless somebody with something, you desire he doesn't have it, that is haram. So what is permissible you can desire, and what is haram you cannot desire. However, Mufti Shafi'i Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, that those things that you desire, we work towards it. This world is a world of asbab. It is darul asbab. Anything that you want, you must adopt the means for it. You don't expect things to come to you automatic. We are living in this world of asbab, is a world of cause and effect, is a world where you adopt means and then there's consequences that flow after that. So we will adopt means to achieve whatever we want. But very important to correct our aqeedah. One is sabab and one is illat. Sabab is you adopt means, but the effect in the means is not with your work. It's not what you have adopted. It is with the order of Allah. This is our aqidah, the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And this applies in every single thing. This is where Tawheed comes in. Saaduddin Taftadani rahmatullahi in Sharhul Aqaid, he mentioned a very thought-provoking, discussing this issue, a very thought-provoking example, which we could apply every time in our lives. That time we read the kitab, we did the ibarat, we did the tarqib, we gave imtihan for it, but as we go in life, then you'll think about that example. He says, if there is a glass, a container, glass container that fell down, and it broke. Why it broke? Many of us will probably say, because of the gravitational pull and force. That's why it broke. But our aqidah is, that is a sabab, that is a means. That glass didn't break because of the gravitational pull and force. It broke because it was the will of Allah. That's our aqidah. Otherwise, it is possible that the glass would have fallen and it may not have broken. It only broke because it is the will of Allah. And this is our aqidah. Anything that has zahiri asbab in the world, the effect of it is with the hukam and the order of Allah. We believe fire burns not because it is fire, it is because it is the will of Allah. Adalah Ibrahim alaihissalatu wassalam was put in the fire. And he said, kuni ya naru kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So it wasn't the fire that had the effect. Musa alaihissalatu wassalam, they crossed the ocean. The ocean didn't drown them, but the same ocean drowned Fir'aun. Ibrahim alaihissalatu wassalam uses a knife. Knife normally cuts, but the knife is not cutting on the throat of Ibrahim, Ismail alaihissalatu wassalam. We understand that everything happens with the will of Allah, that it is not the sabab that has the ta'athir, it is the iznullah that has the ta'athir. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And Ibrahim alayhi wasalam, when he mentioned this to his people, this is the point he mentioned. You adopt all the asbab of the means, all the asbab, but it is ultimately Allah that decides. This is tawheed. Everything happens with the hukam of Allah. La ilaha illallah, illallah, illallah. Only happen Allah karne wali zaat hai. Allah does. Nobody else does. Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen. Wa idha maridtu fahuwa yashfeen. Walladhi yumituni summa yuhyeen. Walladhi atma' an yaghfira li khati'ati yawm ad-deen. Allah give me food. I adopted. Open the shop. Who sent the customer? Who put in the heart of the customer to buy? I drank, but who created that water? I got sick. Did I get sick or Allah made me sick? It was the order of Allah. When I got cured, is it the doctor's medicine that cured me or was it the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? This is our aqeedah. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi expounding on this, he says that we adopt means, but we should, after adopting means, do whatever it takes for you from the worldly point of view, then submit to Allah. This is called tafweez. Don't trust on what you did. And then he mentioned two ayats of the Quran al-Kareem. The first, asa an takrahu shay wa huwa khairul lakum. Wa asa an tuhibbu shay wa huwa sharrul lakum. Sometimes you think something is good for you, according to our limited knowledge, but that's not good, it's bad. And sometimes you may think something is bad for you, according to your limited knowledge, but that is probably good for you. So we don't know. Our thinking is probably not even beyond our noses. Allah knows everything, what is good for us. So after adopting all the means, now tafweez, wa ufawwidu amri ilallah. Tafweez. This is where shauq and uns come, desires and aspirations, and then you desire it, you adopt all means to acquire it, but you go one step further and leave it to the will of Allah. If Allah wills, you will get it. If Allah wills, you will not get it. It is the order and the mashiyat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that must prevail. Sometimes we don't know what is good for us. Very often in life we thought something was so good. It was so good for me to open the shop, but the shop never worked out. It was so good for me to acquire that property. It never worked out. You did everything possible, but it was not successful. We understand there is a super being above us that makes things happen and makes things not to happen. And this is what we wish, when shauk and uns, we submit ourselves to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wa ufawwidu amri ilallah. Had Allah tabarak wa ta'ala opened the curtains of the ghaib, then we would be able to see exactly what is good for us, what is not good for us. But you and I were trapped in ilmul ghaib. What's the ayat of the Quran Kareem? لَسْتَكْسَرْتُ لَوْ أَنِّي أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَسْتَكْسَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَنِيَ الدُّرُ وَمَا مَسَنِيَ السُّوءُ. If I knew what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been told, that say that if I knew the ghaib, لَسْتَكْسَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, I would have got a lot of good. And harm would never even touch me. But you and I were trapped in ilmul ghaib. We don't know what is hidden from us. But sometimes Allah tabarak wa ta'ala opens the door and Allah tabarak make us understand certain things. One is an apparent situation and one is a situation that is hidden behind the apparent situation. And in the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khadir, just three instances is sufficient for us to understand the entire world, how it works, and how the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala works. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khadir are traveling. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam damages a boat. Or Khadir damages the boat. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was bound by the law of Shariat. So he objected. Later on he came to know that there was a reason Allah gave such knowledge to Khadir that Musa alayhi salatu didn't have. And he realized that although there was an apparent violation of the Shariat in that, but in the knowledge of Allah, that was the right thing to do. How often you and I, we are also like in the boat of Musa and Khadir. And something goes wrong. To us, we get angry, we get upset. But there's also a hidden wisdom of Allah behind why something went wrong. Allah knows best. There's khair in it. Asa an takrahu shay wa wa khairul lakum. Sometimes we deal with people in a different way, or people deal with us in a different way. We will get offended, but there's khair in it. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khadir went. The people of that area were not hospitable. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was upset. Why Khadir straightened the wall? But there was khair in that. Under that wall there was treasure. From the principal point of view, if somebody is not hospitable to you, and if you also are not hospitable to him, to them, there's nothing wrong with that. Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that same question. We go out in Safar, and the people there don't fulfill our right of hospitality. Nabi Kareem told, just take whatever you do, how can you take it away? There's a lengthy hadith and the explanation from a fiqhi point of view on that. The third part, where sometimes you desire a child, and you think that I should have the child, or sometimes you don't desire a child and you get the child. One is our desire and one is the wisdom of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala behind it. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khadir are traveling together, and Khadir takes a small child. Life of a person is sacred, and Musa is a child of a life of a child. He holds the neck of the child and kills the child. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam understands the sanctity of life. He objected. And when later on he came to know, what was the wisdom behind it? So you and I, we are obligated by the laws of the Shariat. But there are many things that happen behind the scenes that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows best. Our work is tafweez. We simply follow the laws of the Shariat and leave it up to that point. Remember, we can test the taqdeer out. We can test the taqdeer out, but we should not oppose taqdeer. So I read this somewhere. We can test taqdeer, don't oppose taqdeer. It was too deep for me to understand. I couldn't understand. So I asked Hazrat Maulana Sulman Choksi Sahab, Madazillu, Hazrat, what does it mean? You can test taqdeer, but you mustn't oppose taqdeer. And so beautifully, subhanAllah, he explained it to me, I understood everything. He told me, see, it means you desire opening a shop. You adopted all the means to open up the shop. And you put money inside. First month, money, the shop is sinking. You got some more loans, you put more money inside. It's sinking even more. And then again, you put more money, you took loans, you did whatever it means, you renovated the shop, sinking even more. He said, isn't Allah Ta'ala showing, giving you the indication that this is not taqdeer? You tested taqdeer out. Now when Allah showed you it's not working out, don't oppose taqdeer, close the shop. So you can test taqdeer out, but you do not oppose taqdeer. Subhanallah, what a one example, and it opened up so many things before me. And therefore, we hand ourselves to Almighty Allah. The knowledge of Allah is complete. Allah knows every single thing. We don't trust on what we have done. We make tafweez. This is what tafweez. This is tawheed. This is trust in Almighty Allah. Your own child doesn't trust in you, you feel offended. Your worker under you don't trust in you, you feel offended. But we are creations of Allah, we don't trust in Allah and the decisions of Allah. Is that fair? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala al-hakim. Everything of Allah has hikmat. Fa'alul hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is wise. Whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala decides, there is khair and there is hikmat in it. We trust in that. Allah knows every single thing. He knows what is good for us. He knows what is not good for us. And whatever comes our way after adopting means, just simply say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah decided. It's not, we did what we're supposed to do within our limited knowledge. Had we known that this is, the business is going to be unsuccessful, had we known that marriage is going to be unsuccessful, had we known this, had we known that, probably our decision would have been different. But we didn't know. And Allah is showing us through this, that this is how you connect with me. I know better than you. You don't know, I know better than you. Allah Ta'ala, we simply submit to the decree of Almighty Allah Ta'ala. And Mufti Shafi Saab then gives a nice example to explain it. He says, one person, he was traveling at night, he was very, very tired. He had to take a train. And for some reason, I don't hear of any train's name like that, but Mufti Shafi Saab kept the name of the train, Tofan Mail. So I don't know, in India, I didn't hear, we know of Flying Rani and all those things, but we never heard of a train, Tofan Mail. When I read it also, I laughed a little bit, Tofan Mail. Because Tofan, whatever it is. So he says that this person, he was traveling at night, he was so tired, and he had many trains coming up and down, he didn't know which one would be his. So he told to the station manager, see, I'm very tired and you must wake me up. The station manager told, no problem, I will wake you up. So he went in that waiting room and he slept. That Tofan Mail came and went away and made Tofan for this fellow. And he woke, then when he woke up, he asked the station manager, what happened? So I too forgot. He got very, very angry, very upset. But shortly after, he got very happy. That same Tofan Mail that went in front, the train, met an accident. It met an accident. And when he heard about that, hey, shukar, Allah made me fall off to sleep. We hear certain incidents of our Kabilin, I think it wasn't so long ago. Somebody was traveling with Hazrat Maulana Siddiq Banvi Sahab. It was in Jeddah and they had to go to India. So Maulana Siddiq Banvi Sahab told to his colleague and himself, don't take this plane. Don't take this plane. Didn't understand the reason why not to take the plane. They missed that plane and probably deliberately missed it too. And the same plane went and crashed in India. Certain things, asa an takraw shay wa huwa khairul lakum. Sometimes you think something is bad when you miss your plane, obviously, I mean, where are you going to get another flight? But sometimes you think you're going to miss your flight, you're wasting your time. Meanwhile, Allah made it such that you saved more time of your life. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala deals with that in a way that is best. But remember, when it comes to tafweez, how do we want Allah to make a decision for us? And how do we make decision that is most suitable, most appropriate, more in line with what Allah knows what is best for us? Mufti Shafi Saab mentions two things, mashwara and istikhara. Mashwara and istikhara. We don't know. You adopted all the means, but make sure major issues. And once Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khampuri Sahab Madhazil told me that any big work you do before that, you make mashwara, you make istikhara, especially istikhara. Emphasize istikhara. Koi kaam istikhara ke bagair mat karna. Istikhara. Submit to Almighty Allah. Ask Allah for guidance. We don't know. Allah knows best for us. Mashwara and istikhara. And you look at the word of istikhara. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmika wa astakdiruka bi qudratika wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. Fa innaka taqdir wa la aqdir wa ta'lam wa la a'lam. Anta allamul ghuyub. Allah, you are allamul ghuyub. You know, I don't know. You decide for me. But if you want the correct decision on mashwara and istikhara, so make sure when you're asking somebody mashwara, you tell them the right thing. Don't go tell somebody something what you want. So obviously, the person will give mashwara according to what you want from him. And it happens in many times from an administrative point of view, you made up your mind, you planned everything, and this is what you're going to do. But then there's other people that are around me, part of the organization. Let me present it to them so that I would get I would solicit a response according to what I want. That's not mashwara. That is, you already made a decision and you're looking for support. That's not mashwara. Mashwara is open-heartedly, you're asking somebody's opinion. And you have one opinion, he gives you another opinion. Then you consider that opinion because of the wisdom and the wise counsel of that particular individual. Likewise, when it comes to istikhara, make sure istikhara is done properly. One person, he asked me, it was the istikhara, before marriage, I made my istikhara, Mufti Sahab. Why the marriage was unsuccessful? Yes. You made istikhara, you got the guidance of Allah, that, and Allah guided you, so the marriage should have been successful. So why is it unsuccessful? So I asked him, explain to me how you made istikhara. How you made istikhara? He said, no, I really desired that girl. I wanted her at any cost. Life or death, I had to get married to her. So, I thought the ulama advised me to make istikhara, so I read the dua of istikhara, but that overwhelming thought of that woman was in my mind, and I saw in my dream. So I told, that's not istikhara, that's a reflection of your mind. You didn't make istikhara. Istikhara you make with an open mind. You hand yourself to Allah. That is what is called tafweez. Apne aap ko bilkul khali kar do. Remove all thoughts from you and hand yourself to Allah. Now, whatever guidance Allah give you, there'll be khair and there'll be barakah in it. So this is how the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explained that when it comes to shauq and uns, and how you deal with desires and aspirations, you don't trust on what you desire and what you did. You submit yourself to Almighty Allah. This is what we call tafweez. Wa ufawwizu amri ila Allah. May Allah Tabarak grant us tawfiq and hidayat. And this is real true. The tawheed and submission to Allah. This is what we call abd. Allah is our master. We are the slave. Whatever Allah our master decides for us, we simply submit to Him. If Allah tells us, we have to do this, we do that. Whatever Allah don't want us to do, we don't do it. We simply submit to a decree and the order of Allah. There's khair and barakat in that. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.